This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Monday.
We're back. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
Be the unique original that God created you to be. Don't be a moderate imitation of somebody else.
No way.
You were not created to just fit in. You were created to stand out and be who you are.
Well, that's right. And that comes from Psalms 139:14. It says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully. I wish I could speak. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you know what? This is an awesome topic, like I was talking about. And really and truly, I mean, it's just awesome to know that God made each one of us unique.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I shudder to think of a bunch of people running around just like me.
I know. Well, you know what? Low self-esteem comes from a lot of times that we don't think we measure up.
Or wishing we were somebody else.
That's right. Or seeing these movie stars or whatever, or singers or whatever, saying, well, I wish I had their life.
Now, do you?
Yeah, you know what? Study their life. Maybe, you know, do you really want their life?
Everybody's got something.
That's right. Each of us. Now, listen when we say this. You are an amazing creature. Mm-hmm. Wonderfully complex.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. And the more that we realize that, God is constantly thinking about us. I mean, man, we wake up in the morning and God looks at us and goes, woohoo.
I did good.
That's right. Man, there's my boy. You know, there's my girl. You know, and there they go. They're going to stand boldly for me today. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know what, man? I just think it's awesome that everyone's fingerprint. No one's ever had the same one. Mm-hmm. I mean, and some people say, well, you know what? I don't believe there's a God. Really? Mm-hmm. How could that happen? Have you studied the internal and, you know, the insides of a human? That's not something you just happens.
Right.
There's a higher being, and his name is Jesus, mm-hmm. who constructed us just perfectly the way he wanted us to be. Gosh, you know what? If you're just in that rut, you think, you know what, man? Why am I here? You know, what's my purpose? I used to think the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I like to say accentuate the positive.
Yeah.
You've got things about you that nobody else has.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed of that. And don't just want to fit in. If you like crazy shoes like I do, wear your crazy shoes and don't be concerned about what other people think. That's who I am. I love my crazy shoes.
Yeah, she does have some crazy shoes.
You know, I could not just wear them. Oh, what will people think? And I don't want to. It's not that I'm trying to stand out, really. I'm just being me, being true to myself.
That's right.
You know, and you too, honey. You've mm-hmm. got your, definitely have your own uniqueness. And one thing is your laugh. If you tried to stifle that, that would not be good. But if you just decided, I know I'm loud and I know that it's, you know, pretty astonishing for people that never heard it for this first time, then you wouldn't be being true to yourself.
Yeah.
God gave that to you. That's part of who you are.
You know, and where does our low self-confidence come from?
The enemy.
Well, from the enemy, but you know, it's been taught.
Well, that's true.
I mean, one way or another, it's been taught to us over our life that we were no good.
Yeah.
You know,
Stop believing the lies.
Yeah. We began to believe it. Mm-hmm. And we've fallen in maybe into various destructive methods to deal with that pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when we and you see yourself as God sees you, the pain that drives our dependency and our failures, they'll fall away.
That's right. Exactly.
And that's just awesome. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That is so awesome. And so, you know, don't believe the lie. Mm-hmm. Don't believe it. You are awesome.
And see, that is what to me is so endearing and endearing about people that mm-hmm. do, when you look at them, you go, wow. But, you know, that's just who they are. How yeah. cool is that?
That's right.
Instead of going, man, they shouldn't have all those tattoos or why yeah. is their hair that color? You know, they're just being them.
That's right.
Because what we think they need to be,
yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I remember I was ministering to a young man in prison one day, and he, you know, and he was extremely unique. I mean, he had tattoos from his neck all the way down to his toes, and he was just covered in tattoos. And we were sitting there talking about sports and what have you, and he asked me about Jesus. We started talking, and he looked at me. He said, "You know what?" He said, "God wouldn't want me." He said, "Look at me." Mm-hmm. Everything I've done in my life, and look at me, I'm scarred. I've got tattoos from my neck all over my body.
Well,
he said a loving God would not want me.
Who told him that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's where he grew up with. You know, he grew up, you know, no one giving him any kind of affirmation. And
right.
and so what did
he
I
was believing the laws of
he was
him.
So what did I do, honey? I got up, I took off my shirt,
yeah.
and I showed him the tattoos that I have on both arms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me tell you something. He loves you.
He does.
And he gave his life to Christ.
That's right.
You know?
We have someone that's dear in our life, and
mm-hmm.
She just wears hearing aids.
Yeah.
And for the longest, I didn't really understand what was going on, but I knew there was something a little bit different. And then, especially the way that she wore her hair. And then one day, after we built some trust and some confidence, she said, I have something I want to tell you. And she put her hair behind her ears and said, I wear hearing aids. And I'm like, all right, cool. What's going on with that? And she explained to me what happened.
Uh-huh.
But she lived with so much shame from that because of how she ended up having hearing aids in the first place.
Yeah.
Was without going into that story, it would take too long. As a child, she didn't get the care that she needed when she was ill, and so she's worn her hair in a way that really wasn't attractive to her either, but it was just because she felt like if people knew that she wore hearing aids, she would not be accepted and she would be rejected.
Right.
So after working with her for a while, I just was letting her know, hey, you work with kids.
Yeah.
You can play games with this, and, and you're going to be able to, kids that have hearing impairments, they're going to be able to relate to you.
Uh-huh.
Did God make this happen to her? No. Okay? It happened because of the situation she was in she had no control over.
Yeah.
But he does say in his word that he will work everything out for our good to those, if we love him, that's the condition.
That's
if
right.
we love him to those who are called according to his purposes, she loves him.
Yeah, she really does.
So he's working that out for her good now, but she had to understand, you know, there are people in her life that don't accept that uniqueness about her. She
no.
doesn't need them in her life.
No, she doesn't.
So she's just bloomed. It's just
yeah,
amazing.
It is.
God is his love has transformed her.
Totally amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's a new creation,
mm-hmm.
you know. And well, she's actually realized the creation she was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you want to have, like I said, that opportunity to know the unique person God has intends you to be, then the way to do that is to give your life to Him.
That's right.
And so I'd love to give you that opportunity, and Teresa would as well, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would just bow your head, if you're driving, please don't. But if you have never known the Lord, or you've known Him and walked away, or maybe been in church and know you've never given your heart to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe that you died on the cross. You rose on the third day to give me a new life, a new beginning. And Lord, because of the cross, you say if I ask you for forgiveness of my sins are forgiven. Lord, please forgive me my sins. Thank you. Thank you for being my Savior. I give my life to you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
How exciting.
It is.
We want to know. So email us at info@livingitup.org. Let us know about that decision that you just made, which is the most important decision of your life. The opportunity for you to be exactly who God has created you to be
mm-hmm.
in your uniqueness, not to just fit in, but to understand really what that means and who you are in Christ now. So as you go on with the rest of your day, remember to be the unique original that God created you to be, not some moderate imitation of somebody else. That's not you. You weren't created to just fit in. You were created to stand out and be who God made you to be.
That's right. And listeners, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And in the meantime, start living it up.
While beginning again.
Talk to you tomorrow.